The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Proudly sponsored by Volkswagen. Volkswagen.ie.
Or 51551 for your text. Let's have a listen to a bit of this.
But it was not your fault but mine. And it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time. Didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my...
Yes, indeedy. Mumford & Sons are coming to Ireland this summer. They'll play two dates at Malahide Castle in June. And Marcus Mumford, frontman, is on the line. Afternoon, Marcus.
How you doing?
Good to talk to you. It's hard to believe that
good
it's
to talk to you.
10 years since that was a hit. Little Lion Man.
I know. Time flies, man.
Yeah.
Time flies.
What age were you when that was a hit?
I was 21.
Right. It's been a very exciting 10 years here. And you know that you have a very loyal constituency of fans here in Ireland, so they're delighted that you're coming to Malahide Castle. And you were big here from the start, weren't you?
Yeah, Ireland was pretty much the first country outside the UK to sort of embrace our band. It went Ireland, then Australia, and our tours in both countries have always, as a result, felt filled with people who've been with us from the start, but also like who shared their enthusiasm for our band with their mates along the way. And they've always just felt like really exciting shows, and so we're pretty grateful, to be honest. And so when we get to come back and play in Ireland, it always feels like a treat. So we don't say that everywhere we go.
You say that to all the countries.
Special, man, so. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hello, Norway. We do have a special kind of relationship with our Irish audience, and we just love it, man.
Yeah. And Dermot Kennedy and Wild Youth and Aurora are going to be supporting you, which is great. So would you pick your support acts? Yeah.
Oh yeah, we spend hours talking about it, and we always sort of pull whatever we've been listening to recently together, and we spend a lot of time sort of curating the lineups for our shows, and especially these kind of more festival type ones, like we call them Dimple on the Road shows, which we sort of promote ourselves, and we spend normally it's like a good 2 hour conversation. And I tend to sit in the bath and put the phone on mute and pipe up whenever I feel like I've got something relevant to say.
Right.
Because the other lads have very strong opinions. And Ben, you know, has his own label and is constantly listening to new music. So he's always introducing us to stuff. And I tend to sort of sit in the back and just repeat the people I most want to see on our lineup.
well, like Dermot Kennedy and Wild Youth, two very exciting Irish talents at the moment, just really powerful stuff. Delta,
indeed.
Album number 4, straight in at number 1 in America again. That's the third album in a row. So that's so many bands over the years, and I suppose you were reading about them when you were a kid, you know, were very successful in the UK and Ireland, and then they couldn't break America. That was the big thing. They couldn't break America. But you did that, smashed it. How does that feel?
It feels like it just presents us with more work to do, to be honest. I don't really look back. I don't look at it and think like, oh, cool, we've done that now.
Right.
It basically just opens up. I remember our lawyer saying to us really early doors, like, if you don't focus on anything else for the first 5 years of your band, and you work really hard at touring everywhere you can, and the States especially, you can have a career for the rest of your lives, but you've got to focus and you've got to work really hard. And the truth is, with America, you can just go round and round and round. Like a lot of bands do, there are certain bands in the States, massive in the States, that don't really play anywhere else, because you can just go round and round. It's massive. So I think it just means that we feel like we've got a lot to try and do. We're knocking off a couple of states on this. We're in Nashville today, but we're knocking off a couple of states on this tour that we've never played before. We're trying to get around all the states. I think we've got like 8 left or something. And then you just go around again. You can keep going. So the danger is that you tour America too much and don't get to go to the other parts of the world where you want to be.
Yeah.
So it's busy. It's busy. It just means there's a lot to do. But yeah, of course, it feels great, man.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks so much for taking time out to talk to us today. So Delta, somebody, Ben, who you mentioned already, described it as being about the four Ds: death, divorce, drugs, and depression.
There's a fifth D there, which is disagreement, because I disagree with them quite strongly on that one.
Right.
And I've told them so. Because that's a pretty depressing list, and we never really talked about that. No, it's also about birth and relationships, and mostly it's about people. So it's about wonderful things and some negative things
and
as
you're,
well.
You're,
but, I mean, we write songs autobiographically. So.
You're a dad. Where's another G? Sorry. Today's program's brought to you by the letter G.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's fatherhood like for you?
Yeah, mate. It's amazing. It's the best. Unbelievable. I'm loving it, honestly.
Yeah.
It's a real privilege.
Yeah. And does it change your... Well, I know this from my point of view, but it changes your outlook on life, doesn't it? Your view of the world.
Yeah, it does. And I think it changes your desires, which is kind of cool as well. I thought desires would always be something you just have to control and discipline yourself to change in some ways. But it has changed my desires. Like, I just want to be around them all the time.
Mm.
It's been wicked, man. It feels good.
You've a 2-week rule with your wife, Kerry, who works in the business as well. She's an actor. Explain the 2-week rule to us.
Mm. I don't know how you found out about that. You've got good researchers. we basically don't want to normalise distance, so we try and see each other, make sure, even when we're both working, we see each other every 2 weeks. And that's just a small kind of rule that we put in place quite early on.
You're probably sick of talking about this, but you were spotted yawning at the royal wedding, Harry and Meghan's. Was it a tough night the night before?
I got more text messages about that than when we headlined Glastonbury Festival. No, it wasn't. No. I mean, I said to my wife at the wedding, I said to her at one point, give us a snitch, babe. And she was like, no, there's cameras everywhere. And I said, no one's going to be looking at us. Elton John's over there. George Clooney's over there. You know, like, no one's going to give a shit about us. And then, of course, cut to me having a cheeky yawn before the ceremony started, I think. Now, we've been in there for a couple of hours. It's a hot day, and I was knackered.
Right, so that's it. That's your story, and you're sticking to it. Of course, you know, because the way the music business goes now, people are hanging around a lot longer and they're, you know, so you are now like meeting people who were heroes of yours, people that you would have listened to as a kid. Like I'm thinking about, you know, Bruce Springsteen. Like you're meeting a real, you know, live legend. Like what goes through your head when that happens?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, a lot. Most of the time we tend to see people play and then we might meet them. So I still have like a pretty strong emotional reaction seeing some of those old Bruce Springsteen songs that I listened to with my dad in the car, because it was like one of the only CDs that survived the family car for years. And I saw his show on Broadway and hearing him sing like Tougher Than the Rest in my hometown. It's a massive, massive deal. And actually, I didn't want to try and see him after that show because A, I thought he'd be knackered, but B, I just wanted to leave it there as a sort of crystalline piece of beauty that I'll always remember. But yeah, when we played with him before, and he's been very kind about our band and to our band. I don't ever want to stop being starstruck, you know. Like, he's one of my all-time heroes. And he likes our band. Like, that's all I need. That's massive. But I also don't want to ever take it for granted, you know. But then you also think, like, these are just dudes who make music like anyone else, and there's an element to which there's nothing really special.
Yes, that's
like about their humanity above and beyond anyone else's.
Yes.
So I actually I've really enjoyed, especially on this tour. I think our band went through a period of time where we got a bit shy after Babel, and in Wilder Mind we sort of were a bit knackered and we're a bit burnt out, and we're quite tired of like just meeting new people every day and got a bit burnt out. So we went away for a bit. And then we came back for Delta, realizing like that's one of the complete privileges of our job, like getting to congregate and hang out with people and meet different people. And so we kind of thrown ourselves at it a bit more on this run. And it's honestly been more fulfilling in that way, because the show is really all about people. And, you know, we watch the support bands every night, and we just, we get to hang out with them a bit. We get to meet new people in each city we go to. And, you know, the kind of people, the extraordinary people you can meet in Albany, New York, or Birmingham, Alabama,
yeah,
or like Adelaide, Australia. It's like, you don't want to waste those opportunities.
No.
With touring, one of the great things about touring is that you get to travel and meet people. So
yeah,
we're enjoying it, yeah.
And when you were writing songs for Delta, the current album, you bumped into Noel Gallagher, and you were having a bit of a writer's block, were you?
Yeah, I was, yeah. And he told me to pull my finger out, basically.
Probably not as polite as that, even. But
no, it wasn't. There was a lot of swear words. I don't know what I'm allowed to say.
No, you know, no, it's the
afternoon. There's a lot of swearing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of swearing and sort of saying, like, what are you doing with your life if you're not writing songs? You're a songwriter. Go away and just write some songs. Stop whinging about it, in his classic Noel Gallagher way. And he's been both kind and slagged our band off in the past. And I don't think you're a real band until you've been slagged off by Gallagher. He also once said he wished he'd written The Cave.
Ah.
And I said to him privately once, I'll swap you Wonderwall for it.
What did he say to that?
Which he denied. He said no. He sort of said, like, just get on with it. What else are you going to do with your life? And I've heard him talk in the past about, like, having to hold his hands out, waiting for songs to drop like manna from heaven. And if he doesn't hold his hands out, Chris Martin or Bono are going to catch the songs, you know.
Yeah.
Which I think is a cool analogy. So, yeah, he was actually really motivated. It was really sweet. He was really motivated. I went away and the next day he wrote a couple of songs for this record. So, yeah, it was good.
It worked. It worked. So, Mumford & Sons are playing Malahide Castle on Friday, which is sold out, and tickets are on sale for June 15th. They're on sale now. And support Aurora, Dermot Kennedy and Wild Youth. Marcus, thanks so much for taking time out to talk to us today. Great talking to you.
No worries, thanks so much.
Okay, that's Marcus Mumford there from Mumford and Sons, and Delta is their current CD, album, etc., and they're coming to Malahide Castle. Just a reminder about the show tomorrow night on the telly. We have Joanna Reardon, we've PJ Gallagher, we've Aidan Gillen and Camilla Sullivan singing a song. We've Anne Hegarty, the governess from The Chase. And we have Stephen Travers, who'll be talking to us about the new documentary on the Miami show band Massacre. That's all tomorrow night at 20 past 10 on RT1. That's it from us on the radio. If you're not tuned in to telly, have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you on the radio again 3 o'clock on Monday. Katie Hannon is on the way with Drive Time.